the kids, they left the house, all of them. Summer Camp picked up Abby. They went to dinner. Isaiah had to go pick up his truck because his tires are done. And I was like, hey, kids are gone. I'm going to make a podcast.
So that's what we're doing.
We made a podcast. Yeah, it's not code word.
So romantic.
Laundry is code word. You want to do laundry? That's code word.
Nobody wants to do laundry. That should not be our code word.
That's true. That's everybody hates laundry.
Yeah.
Not laundry. Laundry. We need a new code word. We don't. Isaiah's going back to college. We don't need a code word anymore. So.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I missed that.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
From AM to PM.
Yes, I am AM.
I'm PM.
That's our initials.
Parent from AM to PM.
We are married from AM to PM, 24/7, 366 days out of the year.
Oh.
Yeah.
An extra day?
Extra day.
Okay.
So we want to talk about today, we were talking about this on our trip, right? We just got back from a seven and a half week trip. It's a tough time to be parents right now.
Yeah.
With the age of the kids.
It really
is.
This is
the hardest it's ever been, for sure.
Well, they're both so vocal. Like, even Abigail, who's nonverbal.
Right.
They don't like us.
We were going to title this one, Our Kids Hate Us.
Most of the time, they don't enjoy our presence.
I don't think most of the time. But it feels like enough of the time. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's enough that we're making a podcast about it. True. So there's that.
It's true. You know, so sometimes we forget because of Abigail's like developmental age and stuff like that, that she is still 17.
Right.
So like the hormonal side of things, like the natural occurrence of things, like with the way that her brain works and stuff like that, like she still dislikes us as a 17-year-old. And we're specifically talking about you and Abby's relationship.
Yes.
So there's this.
Although there is sometimes where she's like, okay, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
I've had enough of you.
Think about a very typical father-daughter
like my mom
relationship and mother-daughter relationship at this age.
Right.
There's like this like butting of heads.
Right.
Between mom and daughter, like no other.
Mm-hmm.
At this like seven, you know, I'd say like, I don't know, 14 to 18 maybe. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think it lasted that long for me, but it could be a developmental like delay for her because she's developmentally delayed and everything else. So I would say this is like 13 to 14 years old. That's really when you struggle. Once I was 17, my mom and I loved each other again.
Yeah.
But when I was 13 to 14, oh my gosh. Like, oh.
Because people have commented on our videos before, and they probably, you know, a lot of them probably didn't know that it hurt your feelings. So,
right, it does.
Because it's like, you know, this, you know, mom doesn't have as good a relationship with Abby as dad does. You know what I'm saying?
No, not right now.
and it hurts because it's true.
Right.
You know, because there is that, but you guys do have a fantastic relationship, but you're in a stage right now. And that, it took us kind of realizing that before we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because Priscilla does everything for Abby, like everything. So, you know, it was like, why? You know, it didn't make sense. And, but now it makes a lot more sense.
Well, and me being an only child and you grew up with brothers. I mean, you had your sister, but y'all were not teenagers together.
Correct. We're a little.
So you wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
And so it didn't even like click with me until we were on the trip. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Button heads, though, you know, at every opportunity. Anytime she can be defiant with mom.
If I would tell her to do something, she would immediately shake her head no. I'm like, Abigail, like, kid. and I would have to get the mom voice before she would actually be like, oh, she's serious.
Right. Like, and then we had this conversation with Isaiah about where he's at in life. So, you know, we actually, you know, we discussed this stuff with our children ahead of time, actually, because we do have a really open relationship. Obviously, Isaiah can communicate, you know, verbally, so it's different there. But we have a very open relationship. We talk about things, and, you know, the male brain is developed at not until, like, 25 or something. I don't even remember the exact age, what the average age is. But so he has not a fully developed adult brain. He is a man in a lot of the way the world measures a man. He is a boy. He's a child in a lot of ways that, you know, would deem him a child, like what you would consider, you know, like he's calling to set up to get a doctor today because Priscilla can't do it for him.
You have never seen someone so frustrated, like having to do adult things, you know? So I don't know.
I mean, the system's dumb. It's just broken.
But I'm a weirdo and I like doing things like that because it's like, I feel so accomplished once I get them done. Cause I'm like, okay, it's Monday. I have this full to-do list and I'm going to knock them all off my list. Whereas he's like, it's Monday and I have all these things I have. Like, he's the complete polar opposite of me. You know what I mean? When it comes to that, but you don't like doing those things either.
I'm just like, am I shut down? I'm like, I'll do nothing. Like, right. I have all this to do. I'll do nothing.
Yeah. So he had to like get his parking pass for school and, you know, and so it just puts him in a bad mood. And I'm like, I can't understand it. And I'm like, so pretty much what we're saying is neither child likes me. They all like Asa because he's like one of the kids. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's not true. Not true because of, I'm hot.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks. Buttons on shirts just gets her every time. I turn the AC on. So we're button heads with Isaiah too, because he's like an adult, but not an adult. Like if you have kids, our kids' age, like you probably understand very, very well where we're coming from.
But I feel definitely like this is so bad. Phase. We love our children and we've had such an amazing summer.
Oh, we have great kids.
And we have amazing kids, like in the grand scheme of things.
It's all relative, right? Like we have incredible kids. Isaiah's, you know, fantastic. So any kind of like disruption in the force and we feel it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of tenfold. So
he definitely is like it. Well, my friends, and I'm like, well, that wouldn't fly in my house though. Right. That's the difference.
Yeah. So
we're kind of strict parents too,
but it created a good foundation for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we can kind of just be like, hey man, make your choices, you know, because we know he's going to come back to that foundation that we created. That's what my parents did with me too. They were like, you know, we create a good foundation for our kids. They're going to stray, but they will come back. So I think it's a good way to parent. You know, you can't be on top of them all the time. You got to let them make mistakes and make choices and whatnot.
And we must not be that bad because he is coming back to do his master's program.
Yeah.
And
that was his choice. We're like,
it was.
He's paying for it.
Right.
We're not paying for...
I would pay for his, I paid for his bachelor's,
yep.
And I said, now after this, it's on you. So he's going to come back to Florida because that would be in state for him.
Right.
And he'll live here, but in the apartment.
Yeah.
And he'll be on his own. The only requirement I have is Sunday dinner.
Right.
And well, that's for all of them.
Just, we have that space, so why not?
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense to pay rent if you don't have to. You know, and our goal with him, with both of them is to get them set up for success the best way we possibly can. You know, if you can save your children from hardship while they still learn lessons and still learn how to pay bills and learn how to adult and learn how to take on responsibility, I don't see a problem with it. So it's a constant battle because he's still spoiled. I've told him that before. I'm like, you know, you're a little spoiled, but he's a good sport. Like he handles it well.
Yeah. He paid for his tires today. He didn't like that.
Did not like that at all. Nobody does.
Nope.
Long story short, our kids hate us, but it's a phase. So
yeah, and it's literally like moment to moment. It's not even like a full day of hating us.
No.
They can turn it on and turn it off so quick.
From best friend to worst enemy.
I'm like, are you the same person that just walked by me 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Like, can anyone relate? Please let us know.
So, you know, we had so much going on with the trip and stuff too, that now it's a little more like, well, I mean, we definitely have to get back into our groove. We're preparing for homeschool to start for Abigail. You know, so all these things that are kind of coming into alignment. Isaiah's not going to be here very long. He's going back in a few days to mm-hmm. college. So we're really not, you know, we don't have a set schedule right now. We're not as busy as we were on our trip. So, you know,
we're busy
everybody's
working.
Just kind of like, yeah, but I feel like we're just like all over the place.
Yeah.
And because we're all over the place, the kids are like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I do feel like they need that downtime before.
Oh, I mean, Abby took a nap today. She never does that.
On her trip she did.
Yeah.
So she got into this habit of eating cereal and going back to bed. That was like her thing on the trip. She'd have a bowl of cereal, go back to bed. So she did that today.
But I do want to take them to the beach this week.
Yeah.
She's been requesting the beach. I'm not sure. Or she could mean something
else. She'd be calling you names.
So it's so funny because she'll say something and then she'll say beach afterwards. She taps, I'm like.
And the way that her iPad says it is beach. So she's like.
And she's like,
Chipotle, beach.
And I'm like, oh, my sweet girl would not mean that. Would she?
She mean the sand or.
Or something else.
We're not sure on that one. Jury's out. We are actually going to go out to dinner, though, because we haven't been out to dinner together in forever. Like
2 months.
2 months, yeah. We're going to go out to dinner and sit across the table and stare at each other. It's going to be weird. It's going to be great. Yeah. I mean, just because we haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's staring.
Make sure you guys are following us on Anchor. This is where we upload our podcast to. You can actually leave voice messages for us on Anchor. So if you have questions that you would like to hear played in the podcast, you can do that through the Anchor app. So go check it out. Leave us a voice message, and we can play that back during the podcast, answer some questions.
I need to know if you can relate about the children not liking you at this age.
I mean, every conversation I've had with my parents has been something, you know, relatable.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a thing. I hear once they hit their 30s that it's all smooth sailing.
Oh, great.
That was me. I was like mid to late 20s. I was back good with my parents again.
Yeah.
Priscilla was sooner. She is
she's
only child. So, all right. Thanks for hanging out with the podcast. I'm going to reach up here and hit this button so I can play the really cool music. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Oh, my voice is all crackin'.